Welcome to the worst nightmare of all. Reality.
Explore the lesser-known stories of our unknown world. Join the pursuit of the paranormal with Ash and Greg.
Hey everyone, I'm Greg.
I'm Ash.
We're Pursuit of the Paranormal, which you'll probably know because you're listening to our podcast. But there are several ways that you could support the show. You can visit our merchandise store, where we've got loads of clothing and other bits and bobs there for you.
And we also have launched our Buy Me a Coffee campaign.
Tell me a little bit more about that, Ash.
Yes, yeah, so you can support the show with a one-off donation. Or you can also join our membership scheme, which gives you different benefits, including shout-outs on the show, discount on the merchandise store, early access to episodes, bonus episodes, all of these different levels of membership. It just helps us carry on doing what we're doing.
So you can visit all these places and more at our linktree.com/pursuit of the paranormal.
How you doing, Greg?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Ash. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. Looking forward to this week's episode.
Yes, so we've got a gentleman by the name of Mike joining us, based in Swindon, so just down the road from me, about 20 minutes, 25 minutes down the road, has previously, in his early life, lived in Australia, is now back in sunny Swindon. So I don't know if that's a positive or a negative for you there, Mike, but we are about to have a conversation with him. He's recently discovered or started developing his paranormal side of his life, and we're going to talk to him about how that came about and what he's doing about it and general chat about the paranormal. So looking forward to this.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'll try and answer obviously any questions you have. It's very new to me. And very weird that it's been such a quick succession from like 0.0 to where I am now.
Yeah, so thanks for coming on and talking to us about it. We communicated on social media recently, so it's good to get you on. So yeah, like you say, it's been a quick sort of explosion for you into it. So do you want to have a sort of take us back to that first point and let us know what happened?
Yeah, sure. So it's literally been about a 6-month span. My fiance Patsy actually sort of dragged me along to a local sort of ghost hunt, if you will, paranormal event. It was a ghost hunt, and immediately the entire time I was like, it's all bollocks. Like anything that happens can be explained, sort of thing. So I'm going in with that mindset, and like I'm a web developer, so I'm very like logical and very not scientific, but look at things from a scientific lens sort of thing. And so we go along, and immediately it's like we get the rundown from the team and everything. Then they break out the SB7 spirit box, and I didn't hear it, but there was a and I've never heard anything for a spirit box, but there was a blip on it. And immediately two of the team are going, oh, did it say Mike? And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I was like, I'll speak to it. I'll ask whoever you want. So did again, as I say, nothing came through. But seemingly throughout the night we were split into three different groups by the team running the event. And seemingly the group that I was in, and this is not me trying to be big-headed, but was getting the most activity. Like you'd speak to the other groups and they'd be like, oh, we were getting a little bit, but not much. And we were getting like EMFs going off, like literally reacting to questions. And then when we were saying stop, they would stop completely and go back to like the first LED or something. There was a gentleman who had passed away recently that one of the groups thought they made contact with just outside the pub. And then they were like, okay, see if they had to move on to a different area, but they were like, see if you can get anything through. And then one of the group members goes, oh, I've got dowsing rods. Does anyone want to do them? And me going, it's nothing. Yeah, I'll do it. So I've got these dowsing rods and I start to ask questions. And again, this could be the ideomotor thing, right? So it's me controlling them. But they start to cross on questions like, is it the gentleman who passed away we're speaking to? Yes, where are you in the pub? And they point to an empty seat opposite us, and they're crossing for yes. And when I'm saying, okay, reset the rods, they're resetting. So that was weird. But I was like, ideomotor effect, whatever. After we said, where are you sitting? And they pointed to sort of an empty seat, which was diagonally opposite me. I was like, okay, put an EMF there. And immediately that starts going off in the exact position. So I'm like, I can get the rods. That's probably me. EMF's going off. Not too sure. Later on, we were in another section of the pub and I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but basically what you can do is go through the alphabet and say like A, B, C to try and get spirits or whatever to spell out names. We started to like get a couple of letters through, and it was a very definite, like the EMF would hit 5 when we happened like on a C. And then at one point we went all the way through the alphabet with nothing. And I've sort of gone, are you playing a game with us? Immediately this thing's gone off the chart, or the EMF's hit the roof. And then we start going like, well, we've got C-A-L for a name. So we're like, is it Callum? Yep, Callum. Did you live here with your brothers and sisters? Yep. Your mum? Yep. Dad? Nothing. I was like, okay. And it was going to the point that it would hit 5 and it would sort of linger for a bit until one of us or me would go, can you stop now, please? And it would immediately stop, to the point that I was probably getting a bit more stern than I should be with it. So at one point it hits 5, it's lingering, and I go, okay, stop now, please. It stops, and immediately the word monster comes through, an ovilus device that someone's holding. And I'm like, is that me? Am I a monster? Because this spirit we're talking to is perceivably 13 years old, and and I'm being stern with it. So that happened, and that sort of changed my view a little bit, because I was like, okay, there's things I can't explain logically, and primarily EMFs, and that I know that could be like spikes or whatever. So then that sort of sent me down the rabbit hole a little bit, and I was like, okay, I need to try and understand the tools a bit more, to try and understand what they can be used for, what's wrong, what's right, sort of thing. We then went to, this was the start of October, went to another event at the same place. Similar sort of effect, where no one was really getting anything, but our group seemingly was getting significantly more, to the point that there's a clip of basically my fiance Patsy going, we're sat in the same area that this Callum person contacts us, and she goes, do you remember Mike? And then you hear one of the people running the event go, oh yeah, I remember you from last time, Mike the Ghost Whisperer. So I'm like, I've already apparently got a reputation of things happening around me. And then as he says, Mike the Ghost Whisperer, my fiance starts laughing her head off. The REM pod goes and shoots off. And it's like, okay, fine. So then I was a bit like we were discussing before, coincidences, and it's a bit too coincidental. Like, if you go on one event and there's a lot of activity in your group, but possibly not of us, that's fine. But for it to happen twice, I'm like, this is a bit too coincidental. So like, weirdly, speaking to my fiance, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And they were like, we'll try and whatever it is, try and hone it at least. And I was like, the hell am I supposed to hone something that I don't know anything about, sort of thing. But started looking into it, and I was like, is it that it's just like I'm potentially like a magnet, or that it is some sort of potential mediumship ability? So there was another, well, there was a medium I heard about who had released a book, Lauren Robinson, her name is. So I was like, okay, cool. That seems like, because it's apparently half her experiences, half like guidebook on how to train your mediumship or your intuition or whatever. And I was like, oh, for £12, it's worth a go, sort of thing. So bought it, started reading it, and started reading it, and I was like, okay, it's, some of it makes sense. A lot of it weirdly seems to cross over to like the whole self-help, meditate a lot, and that side of things. So I was like, okay, I kind of get where this is coming from. And then I was at work one day with my boss sat next to me. Fortunately, my boss is really cool and not getting freaked out by this at all. But I was like, I'm going to try this. I'm just going to try and see if I can hone in like a name of a grandparent or something. And I thought about it for a bit, and the two names that came up were Damien or Derek. So I was like, your granddad's name is Damien Derek. Who goes, no, it is Donald. And I was like, it's close, but it's not, for me, it's not dead on, so it's not confirmation. So then the next night, me and Patsy are in the living room, and I'm like, I'm going to try this again. So I started to basically visualize her mum and then visualize her mum's dad, so her grandfather on her mum's side. And I was like, the name Martin came to me immediately. Now, Patsy's granddad is actually estranged, so she never really sees him. And I'd looked at her and gone, Patsy, what's your granddad's name on your mum's side? And she literally sat there for a solid minute going, and can't remember it. Before I've gone, is it Martin? And she's gone, yeah, that's it. And I'm like, whoa, okay. And that freaked me out. I had like chills and I was like, that's spot on. Anyway, from there, it so happens that I tell a friend who then goes and tells his wife. And the next thing I know, she's on Facebook Messenger going, whoever says you're a medium, can you come around and give me a reading? And I'm like, I'm not a medium. I don't know what's going on. But in the interest of trying to work things out, sure. So then I go around and give her a reading, and it's, I don't know, every medium's different, but it's weird because it's almost as if I see people's memories, but I can see them from both perspectives. And an example of this is, so the person I was reading for, I was like, okay, thinking for a minute, all of a sudden I start to see like, this is what feels like a grandmother figure. She's behind a fence, she's waving at you, and she starts going, yep, I know exactly what you're on about. I go, okay, you're about 6 or 7. You've got shoulder length blonde hair, a gingham dress on, something to do with teeth, like a gap in her teeth. She did at the time, and was able to say like your grandma's wearing an apron, and what feels like. And throughout the entire thing, I'm second guessing myself because my left brain's still going like, nah, that's not right. But I said like, it feels like she's wearing an oven mitt, but why would she be wearing an oven mitt outside? And then it's like she's been baking. But it's not cake, it feels like a pie or like a small collection of pies. At which point she goes to her husband, you know this memory, and he goes, oh yeah, fucking hell. So apparently her gran used to make like a shepherd's pie in a mug that she still makes nowadays. So I was like, okay, very, very odd that it's so specific. And then other things as well, like it was like she's got curly grey hair, but it was black when she was younger. She's got like the big earrings with like the silver outline pearl center. And she's like, yeah, my mum still has those earrings that were hers. The bit that really, I was like, whoa, what the hell for me, was I said to her, she approves of your husband. They've got two kids now, but she approves of your husband. And she's like, okay, that's interesting. And then I said, but she didn't initially. She thought that he wasn't right for you. Now, her great gran or whatever had never met her or has never met her husband. But she'd been to a medium previously who had said to her, she doesn't like your partner, he's not good enough for you, don't bother with him. And to the point they almost broke up over it, and now 5-6 years down the line they've got two kids or whatever. But she was like, the fact that you've picked up on that and now it's come the other way, that they're still together, and now the feeling I'm getting is like she approves of him, it's fine. I was like, okay, confirmed. Mm-hmm. Sort of thing.
How are you feeling at this point? So you're coming out of all this information that seems to be validated. What is going through your brain at that point when they're going, yeah, I know, that's all makes sense?
It's very much like when I go on ghost hunts. There's a real level of fear, mm-hmm. and like thinking what the hell's going on. Well, that's almost like the level of interest outweighs the level of fear. So although I'm like, this is so weird, what the hell is going on, I'm so interested. I didn't believe in any of this stuff for ages, and then all of a sudden I'm like, well, I can like envision people's memories to the point of telling people what that their grandma's wearing an oven mitt sort of thing. You know, and I was just like, it's just weird. I'm just like, never in a million years would I suspect that I would have potentially some sort of mediumship ability, especially to the point that whenever I spoke to people before and they mentioned mediums, I was like, it's all bollocks, it's cold reading. It's all just cold reading and telling you what you want to hear sort of thing.
So before this sort of all kicked off recently, going back when you were younger, did you have any experiences or anything strange happen? Because we speak to a lot of people and there tends to have been something that early on that was never really.
Yeah. So night terrors were a big one, which seems synonymous for people who have an intuition. I used to have a recurring dream. It felt like I was being crushed by like giant stone furniture.
Okay.
And then my parents, it was weird. That was the recurring dream, but my parents would come in. It was always about an hour after I'd gone to bed. And they'd either hear me moving around, like walking around my room or up in bed, and they'd be like, oh, fucking hell, Mike's off again, sort of thing. But they'd come in and I'd be sat bolt upright, eyes wide open. You okay, Mike? Do you want a drink? Do you want a cold flannel? No, get in the corner of the room, get in the corner. And then they'd give me some more. I'd lay back down and then just scream the house down. And then the next day, every time, this was like a somewhat regular occurrence, my mum would be like, do you remember waking up last night? And I'd be like, no, what are you on about? No recollection whatsoever. But I managed to pinpoint as it happened more that it was that same recurring dream. My mum also said, because I was speaking to her about it, she said recently that apparently I had an imaginary friend when I was younger, but a very vivid imaginary friend, which was weirdly a cow. So I'm like, I don't get that side of it, but she said it was a case of, so this is when we lived in Australia. And she was like, she drove about halfway to, and I know distance isn't going to matter because we can't really envision how far it is. She drove about halfway to like a play gym, like an after-school play gym. And I was having a meltdown in the car going, I've left my cow at home. We need to go back for it. And she was like, you were so adamant that you'd left it at home. And every time like she'd give me a biscuit, I'd be like, can I have one for the cow as well? And then I take it like behind, it was the early 90s, we had a bar. I take it like behind the bar and apparently leave them there. So there is stuff like that. There's other things as well, like, and this is probably somewhat minor, but I used to work when I was about 18 in the Outlet Village, which is allegedly very haunted. And I'd see things out the corner of my eye late at night, but immediately go, it's just my imagination, I'm tired, whatever. Yeah, so there is elements of it, but because I've been so like, it doesn't exist sort of thing, I've just sort of shut myself off from it.
Yeah.
Which made like, it's weird to deal with now, suddenly being 34 years old and going, what the hell? Like, has this always been here sort of thing?
You know if anybody in your family has had any similar sort of experiences?
Not at all. Not at all. And if there was on my dad's side of things, they wouldn't talk about it because they're very meat and potatoes. By the line sort of thing.
What about your fiance? How's she sort of, what does she think about the whole way it's changed for you?
It freaks her out a little bit, but she's like, I'm remaining positive for you and trying to be like, it's cool, but it does freak her out a little bit that all of a sudden I'm bloody reading people's minds sort of thing. But she's okay with it. She's always been way more on board with like the ghost paranormal side of things. She, as I say, she was the one who dragged me along. She believed in it all, and I was just like, yeah. Okay, whatever.
Have you had any sort of experiences in your own house or where you live?
Fortunately not.
Okay.
The night that I guess my fiance's granddad's name, as we're led in bed a couple of hours later, my like comb fell off the side of the bathroom, shit my pants. I was like, oh my God. And she's turning on, what's that? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And I'm trying to like stay all brave and not show anything while I'm bricking it. And she's like, should we go and check? And I was like, yeah, let's go and find out. But man, I was crapping my pants. But yeah, that was just like, that's probably more coincidental. We hear noise occasionally, but it's the house settling, right? It's just wood.
Yeah, it can be.
and I don't want to try out like my EMF or my divine or my dowsing rods in the flat just in case like it starts pointing to something.
We've tried all of those across Zoom. So
how Ash is doing Ouija boards in his basement, I'll never know.
I'm just waiting to go up there.
Oh mate, I'd never touch one. Never.
So when you were saying you were doing that experiment where you were going through the alphabet, that is essentially like a Ouija board. That's how the Ouija boards all started, where they would go through the alphabet and they'd wait for a rapping sound or tapping sound. And then so they go A, and then they go through the alphabet and wait. And so essentially the same sort of process that you were doing with the EMF meter. Is how the Ouija board was originally, before the spirit board or talking board or whatever, they put all the letters down. That was how they did it. So it's interesting that you've... So have you... You mentioned about dowsing rods and you mentioned about spirit box. Is there any other kind of experiments that you've done on an investigation that seems to have got sort of more positive results than not?
Yeah. So I can tell you about the last investigation I went on, which was end of November, maybe. So this was at the Rifles Museum, which is in Salisbury.
Okay.
And it was built in like 1253 or something. So it's really old building. We actually got some last minute tickets because people dropped out, and the organizer of the event messaged me on Facebook and was like, oh, we know you're interested, do you want to come? And I was like, hell yeah, because any excuse to try and investigate things now that I'm fully in it. So we went, and this was like the Wednesday before the event on the Saturday, so again, like, coincidences lining up and stuff. Anyway, so we go along, and there's a person there who says that she's sensitive or got like an intuition and stuff. And me and Patsy are looking at each other going, yeah, all right. Again, still not really believing, going, yeah, you get loads of people on these sort of events who will sit there and go, I've got a John coming through. Do you know what I mean? So we were a bit like, okay, potentially this person's just saying that. So we had a lot of activity all over the place, really. There was a room in the attic where one of the team members, Ovulus, said the word blaze right before the battery burned out and smoke was coming out of it. It also threw up the word monitor when there was a computer monitor in the room. There was another room in the attic. And Baron, like, previous to this, I'd never felt anything on investigation. Never, like, you know how some people walk in a room and go, oh, it's oppressive or uneasy. I'd never felt any of that. I was just calm as hell, just like nothing. So we walk into this other room in the attic, and immediately I'm like, I feel really uneasy in here. And my stomach starts turning. And I'm like, not really sure about this. And that will line up again later with something else. So then we went off elsewhere. We went into the library, and not actually audibly, but sort of like it was as if my brain was like triggering the sound of what sounded like sort of a command. It was an old army barracks sort of thing. So commanding officer sort of going left, right, or like a drill. And then what sounded like a drill whistle. But I'd say it was the weirdest thing, because it wasn't like I was actually hearing it through my ears. It was just like my brain was processing the sounds of it, which if you get into how sound actually works with it, it's all vibrations and stuff. And that I'm like, are these vibrations that only I'm picking up somehow? We had a cat ball basically like moving. It wasn't just lighting up, it was moving left and right, but I'm not entirely sure if someone had knocked the side, so I can't say for certain if that was. There's a museum tacked onto this place, and immediately as we walked in, we heard what sounded like, I can only describe as like a screw being dropped onto like a bit of metal pipe, like a metal ting sound. And we were like, whoa, what the hell? So we all sort of stopped. And when, if that was you, can you give us another sign? And I swear, me and the other lady who was sort of stood opposite me at this point, who was sensitive, heard what sounded like a low man's like breathing. And there was other sounds like creaks and knocks and stuff when we were in there. And I was like, okay, this is weird. And then we went down into the basement and had a REM pod set up. And immediately... Immediately, I've looked at the back of this basement, and it looks like it was used as a crypt at some point, because they've got like the half semicircle kiln sort of looking things. Okay. And Patsy and one of the other people on the investigations going, "Oh no, I think that's just for food storage. That's probably just like cheese or something." And I'm like, "Okay." So I shine my torch, and about, because they go, "Oh look, they're not that deep." So I shine my torch, and it's MDF halfway down. So it's like, "Yeah, that's been covered over. Like that's probably goes way further." So we've got the REM pod out, and we start asking questions. Was this place used for storage of food? No. Was this place used for storage of cheese? No. Was this place a morgue? Bang. REM pod goes off, and we're like, "Okay, excellent." The sensitive woman starts going, "I'm getting the feeling of being strangled, like someone was murdered and strangled." And at this point, we were like, "Okay, that's weird," because as she said it, the REM pod starts going off again. And then asking questions like, "Were you murdered? Were you strangled?" It's going off. The word sisters had come through previously, which, like, Patsy's a history buff, and she's like, "Oh, sisters, that could be like..." Or, sorry, the sensitive said she's a nurse, and Patsy's immediately like, "That could be like nurse sisters sort of thing, like if it's nuns and stuff. So are you a nurse?" REM pod goes off again. Now this is where it gets even weirder, and this is what again cemented the mediumship thing for me. So the Est's method, and what better thing is there to do it at midnight on a Saturday night in a basement of an old house than to put a blindfold on? So I was like, should we try the S method? So I put the blindfold and headphones on, didn't get anything via the headphones, but like almost immediately of that blindfold going on, I get an image of like a woman in white, like a white dress, quite dark hair, pointed chin, dark eyebrows, dark eyes, feels like she stood under a willow tree. So I immediately pull the blindfold up and say to the other sensitive person, I'm like, "Is it a woman in a white dress with dark hair?" And she's like, "Yeah, that's her." And I'm like, "Whoa, okay." There was other things we picked up on at the same time. Like I think we said she's about 5'4", almost like exactly the same time. All the time the REM pod's going off to like be like, "Yep, that's me," sort of thing. And then she started saying like, "There's another spirit here now, and he scared her off." And she was like, it's a person in a military uniform. And I was like, "Yeah, it feels like military uniform, very gaunt face." And she basically went, "I can't see his face." So I was like, "Okay, well, we can't, whatever the word is.
Corroborate." Or...
Exactly. Yeah. We can't corroborate that that's correct. But then she starts touching her stomach and starts going, "I feel like he was either shot or stabbed in the stomach." And I'm like, "Well, my brain's going, well, hang on a minute. When I'm in the attic and I walk in a room and immediately I'm like, oh, my stomach's turning." And then we go back upstairs and one of her friends, so we didn't research this place whatsoever. And I'm not sure if the other person did either, but the other sensitive, one of her friends has texted her who used to work there saying, "Has anyone seen the white or gray lady in the attic yet?" I was like, "What?" Like, I'm having visions of this woman in white in the basement, and then someone who's randomly texts this lady is like, "Oh, have you seen her at all? Or has anyone seen her?" Yeah, that was the most compelling bit. Again, I'm not entirely sure of the exact science of REM pods.
No.
But for it to seemingly go off in response to questions is a bit, how much you believe in coincidence. And then as we're wrapping up, I'm having a conversation with her and I'm just like dumbfounded going, "I can't believe that I've said, is this who you're seeing?" And immediately, like, it's not even as if she'd have time to think about it and lie. She was just like, "Yeah, that's her." We're talking afterwards and I'm like, "I can't believe it." And she goes, "The weirdest thing was me and Patsy were late to the event because," but she goes, "The weirdest thing was as you walked in the room, I felt like there was a real familiarity with you." And there, and from again doing like more research and stuff, there is like a theory that like people who are sensitive or mediums can recognize each other.
I've got a couple of questions, just more on the mediumship side of things. So you say like when you've had these images or these words, how does you've been thinking of someone and a name comes to you? How does that name appear? Do you hear it, or is it like a vision? Or...
So the irony is, from doing actual readings, since guessing like Patsy's granddad's name, I'm actually terrible with names. I'm so bad at getting names right. But what it is, I'll basically have a pen and pad, and I'll start scribbling, and that's to occupy the left-hand side of my brain, which is obviously the logical side, which will be like, this isn't real, or we'll try and start to overwrite the right-hand side of your brain. So I'll start doing that. And then as I'm doing that, it will be like a mental image will appear to me. And at first of all, as I said previously, it was all I could feel or see was like a woman behind the gate just waving. And then as the session goes on, that's how it's almost as if I'm able to get closer, for want of a better term, and see more of what's happening. There is, I actually did a reading for a friend last night, which I'll tell you about in a minute, because that one again was madness.
Yeah, so do you only get these visions when you're actually trying to, or does it ever come just randomly into your head?
I try to block it out. Like it does, I'll get like random thoughts, which now I'm like, is that a random thought, or is that potentially something in spirit trying to come through? And I 90% of the time I'll block it out if I don't want to deal with it. Like, and this could be me putting two and two together and getting five, but the other night when I was in bed, just as I'm trying to get to sleep, like an image of like a man with a shaved head and a very large ginger beard came to me. And I can just remember thinking, like, I thought in my head or sort of out loud, I was like, come on, man, I'm trying to sleep, leave me alone. And fortunately, immediately it sort of went. So there is that aspect. You saying that, so prior to doing my first reading for my friend's wife, I was at work and I was trying to sort of like, it sounds weird, but see if I could pick up on anything just from thinking about her. And the first thing that came to mind was a grandmother called Margaret, which obviously is very common older person's name. And I was like, I'm getting the name Margaret, but I assumed that it was one of their daughter's middle names. Oh, sorry, one of their daughter's middle names. Yeah. It's not, but she did have like her grandma's sister-in-law was called Margaret. I was like, oh, okay. So the name called Margaret came through. Immediately I saw like a vision of what felt like a Jack Russell or like a Yorkshire Terrier. And then it was like a proper wave of sadness came over me to the point that I'm almost bursting into tears, making a cup of tea at work or a cup of coffee at work. And I'm like, I can't be crying at work while I'm trying to hold it together. So I messaged her and said all that to her. And I told her husband as well, her husband's who I'm really good friends with. And he goes, yeah, her mum had a Jack Russell that died a month ago. And I'm like, my God, is that like where the wave of sadness has come from? I've just like plucked that out of thin air from somewhere and just gone, oh man. Which was, yeah, that was one of the first times that I was like, this is mad.
So like, what's interesting more about this is where you sort of seen memories that somebody's had. That's something I've never heard before personally about mediumship. I don't know too much about it, but have you tried to look into see if anybody else like on the internet or whatever that has a similar type of mediumship?
No, not really. I believe it's what's known as claircognizance, which is so like clairvoyance, basically when you see things, but there's a whole bunch of clairs.
Yeah.
And claircognizance or cognizance is where you think things. So I believe that's what I'm primarily am. And then whatever the feeling one is as well, I can't remember what it's called, but there's another one that's clair something, which is where sometimes you'll get feelings through. Yeah, it's really, really weird. But again, going back to from trying to like talk to other mediums on like Reddit and stuff, all of them almost go, every medium's unique to an extent and no two will ever be the same. Although they may have like, you'll get two claircognizance or something. It's different for everyone. It's so weird though, because you're right. It feels like I don't know if this is like a way that spirit is trying to connect by like bringing up a memory that they remember fondly with the person we're connecting with, but it's literally like I'm inside one of their memories. If you imagine I've got like a sort of a VR headset on and I can actually look around and see both of them and I can like see things, and when I tell you about the reading last night, that like came into full effect as well. So the husband, so the lady I read for a couple of weeks ago who had grandma waving at the fence, her husband was like, oh, can you do a reading for me? This is the dude who's a really close friend of me. So I know a bit about him anyway. And I was like, I'm not sure if it's going to work, but sure, whatever. So we sit down and I start going, okay. So I knew previously that he lived for a period of time with he called her his aunt, but it's actually his great aunt, lived with her in a flat in London. So I knew that previously, and I knew that she was very significant to him and she'd passed away. So I was like, if anyone's going to come through, that's who I would expect, which is probably really bad of me, rather than just going in and going, whoever comes in, comes in. But we sit down and I start going, okay. Started to describe her a bit. She had like a sort of Beatles bowl haircut sort of thing, a bit of a stockier, larger woman, light brown hair. And then I was like, you're in her living room. There's a lot of wood in the living room, and there's like a porcelain elephant on the, like a mantle. And he's immediately like, yeah, absolutely. But to the point, I'm like, you feel like you're about 8 years old. Well, you were definitely like pre-10 when you lived for her. Yep, that's correct. I'm like, it feels like you've got mini cheddars, but not like a small pack of mini cheddars, like the large mini cheddars. Like, yeah, that's correct. I was basically able to describe his nan's living room to him somehow. And I just literally went like, okay, so she sat in a chair here, circular table next to her, old CRTV here, but it's pointed like a 45 degree angle. You're on the floor here. There's a wood, like a wood mantle here. And that's where the porcelain elephant is. Dark green carpet. He's like, yeah. And at one point, there was a really funny bit at one point. Oh, Countdown on the TV. Apparently she never missed an episode of Countdown. The mini cheddars was because she used to make him a cheese board. And there was a really funny bit where I was like, she's in a chair, but he sat on the floor. And I just sort of looked at him and went, why aren't you sat on the sofa? Because immediately I saw a sofa behind him. And he's like, oh, that's, I was sat on the floor so I could share my cheese board with her. And it was just like, how the hell have I just described your nan's living room to you? Like, because as I say, I know bits about it, but there's no way I could describe an actual room. And then from there, that's, so it's, to me, or my interpretation is like, that's like the connection point to sort of show that, okay, I understand who's here. And then from there, that's when what feels like feelings start coming in. So saying like, obviously she's proud of you and everything. And generally speaking, a lot of it's super positive. There was like a sort of feeling that she was not slightly disappointed with the guy's actual mum, but a bit like, oh, come on, step your game up, because I'm his grandma and I'm able to look after him. She never had any kids, and I said you were like a son to her. Yeah, that's bang on.
So do you see it? So you mentioned you can see like the room and what do you see it as, like a still photograph or like a moving sort of image?
It's hard to say. This one felt more like it was like, as if I was sitting in the corner of the room and I took a photograph, but I could then move around it to get different perspectives.
Okay, yeah.
With his wife, that felt like it was definitely moving, because I could see the grandmother waving and I could see her coming towards the house from school. So I don't know. It just seems to be different. But yeah, it's just mad. I was dumbfounded that I managed to describe this dude's grand's living room. I also, as stupid as this might have been, also read my aunt at one point, and I'm like, oh, family, it's probably not a good idea. But our great-grandma came, or my great-grandma came through her grandma, and that was a similar sort of thing. Again, I knew bits about it, like my great-grandma had a pond in her front garden, but I was like, you're sat at the pond, you've got like the knee-high white socks with like frilly bits around it, you're about 3, 4, 5 years old. And I was like, grandma's just come out of the house and she's got a tray with a drink on it that looks like cloudy lemonade. My aunt immediately goes, yeah, it was lemon and barley always. And then there were some other things as well. I said to her, I got the feeling that she's got photos of my great gran around her house. And I got the feeling that she'd spoken to her. And I said, within a 3-month period, I think I was being generous, because she was like, yeah, the other day when I knocked her photo, and I was like, okay, whether you asked her, she heard you. And yes, No, I had no idea what the hell she's asked about. I was just like, she's saying yes to me. And the weird one with that as well was, so her husband, my great granddad, I never really met, or I was a baby. And then after I hit stop on the recorder, my auntie goes, "Oh, I'm surprised granddad didn't come through, because he used to come and whistle next to the pond, and that would bring the fish up." And the minute she says that, I'm like, "Yeah, would he like squat next to you and do like this with his arm?" And she's like, "Yeah, that's it, because he dropped flakes in it." I was like, "Yeah, he was wearing a brown suit, like a brown, maybe tartan suit." She goes, "Brown trousers, definitely." And it's so weird, because it's like, just from her being like, "I don't think," or "I'm surprised he didn't come through," immediately that like opens up this other aspect, but I can still start seeing that as well. I don't know. It's all very new and very weird.
And very specific by the sounds of it. It's like
madly detail. Yeah.
Details are incredible.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just crazy.
How does it make you feel that like you're able to help people? Like when you said you were reading last night, it was all quite positive. And so obviously that person must take some like comfort or whatever from that. How does that make you feel that you're able to sort of do that for people?
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. There was a point where something came through where I did almost start, like, he's one of my best mates, and I almost started crying, because I was like, "My God, that's such a sweet, nice thing." And he did start crying, but it's weirdly one of the messages that seems to keep coming through and through and through is like, if you need to talk to anyone in spirit, they're there, they'll hear you, and although they can't verbalize it, they will attempt to give you a sign. But also, don't just write signs off, because you can look at something and go, "Oh, that's nothing." Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's one that seems to keep coming through. Oh, I remember what it was about the reading last night. So my friend he's going to train to have like an amateur boxing match. And I'm like, "You really shouldn't be doing that. Like, don't." I'm pretty against it. But then when his grand came through last night, or his aunt, great auntie, she's like, "You do you. Yeah, if you want to do it, go for it. I'm sure you'll smash it." And I'm like, this is so weird that this is such a conflicting feeling from me being like, "You shouldn't be boxing." Like, that was weird as well.
So have you had any other sort of feelings of that kind of conflict on what you think and what the spirit thinks?
No, that was the only one. It wasn't necessarily conflict either. As I say, it was just weird that the way that it felt like whatever was connecting me felt about that situation, mm-hmm, totally isn't the same as how I feel about that situation. Again, my opinion doesn't matter in that situation anyway, but it was that for me was like, this isn't me just like trying to tell him that his aunt's come through and, "Oh, you shouldn't be boxing," because I'm trying to force my agenda on him. That for me was like, I'm quite glad that that's confirmed that to me as well, that I'm not like subconsciously trying to influence people.
So obviously, it's pretty much changed your life since this has started happening. Has it opened, and before that you were quite a skeptic by you on a mission, has it opened you up to believing in more parts of the sort of unknown world that could exist, like UFOs, Bigfoot, anything like that? Are you more open to that now you've had these experiences?
So the weird thing is, I'm not, yes, in the short answer, long answer is, I'm not really, as I said before, I'm not really into UFOs. But prior to this experience, that was always the part of the paranormal that I was like, that's way more likely than ghosts or spirits, to the point that I was like, watched the David Fravor Nimitz like thing, and I was like, "My God, like this dude isn't lying, or doesn't seem like he's lying." And then that sent me down a bit of a rabbit hole, going like, "My God, look at this clip and this and ever." And then the Bob Lazar. Oh, like a Bob Lazar interview, and although he's a divisive character, Jeremy Corbell, and there was someone else, maybe Jacques, someone over, the French guy who...
Jacques Vallée.
That's him. Jacques Vallée, he was on a podcast with someone else, who I can't remember, who made a film called like the what's it called, like The Instance or something like that? I can't remember. But some of the stuff from that movie was really compelling about like an account of like a craft of some sort landing in Kenya and a bunch of school kids seeing it. And it's like, this isn't one person saying it. This is a bunch of school kids or maybe it was South Africa who can corroborate this. And I was like, whoa, that's mental if true. So yeah, it's weird. I'm not super, like, the reason I'm not super into UFOs is because I kind of can't handle it with everything else going on at the moment. I'm like, okay, one thing at a time. I don't want to think about that. But prior to any of this happening, I was always like UFOs and aliens and stuff are the most likely out of anything, right? Like the whole like Bigfoot, Sasquatch, potentially a multidimensional or alien creature, mm-hmm. I can really get on board with that. But generally speaking, I'm like, I don't know, to me that seems a little bit more far-fetched. Poltergeist is a mental one because I've read, after I went down the rabbit hole, this is the gent I said to you about, in fact, Keith Linder.
Yes.
I read a book by him, and the amount of crazy, he had a poltergeist infestation, and the amount of crazy stuff that happened. And I'm reading it going like, but is this all just fake? But then you kind of start to question it and you go, but why would you turn all your furniture upside down and open all your cupboards in your kitchen just so you can walk in with the camera and going, oh, look what's happened here. His story is really interesting, and his book actually goes into like the quantum physics side of it. Like how, so he sort of believes that early on he had a pot plant basically lift out of its pot, rotate, and then fall back down. He basically went like, in science, scientists have found a way to use sound waves to levitate small droplets of water. So he's like, is a poltergeist like a multidimensional entity that has the capability to do things like that on a much larger scale? And that's how it's able to like manipulate our human environment. And again, like the logical side of my brain is still like, I don't know, science can't explain everything, but it's like, well, yeah, if spirits or ghosts or poltergeists are multidimensional beings, like a fourth dimensional being, of course they can just sort of phase in or reach in and do whatever they want, and we're not going to know anything about it. Because once you start to understand that side of things, some of it starts to make a lot more sense. To go back to your original question, though, I guess I am a bit more open to it, but I think that the sort of ghost medium or spirit mediumship side of things is what grabs me the most, and that's kind of where I want to focus at the moment, because it's and I know you guys don't really like talking about it, but it's a bit like conspiracy theories, right? Where like you start believing them, and then all of them become possible, and then you drive yourself crazy because everyone's an Anunnaki and out to get you and whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Welcome to the journey that we're on as well.
Honestly, the more you know, the less, like, the more you find out, the less you know, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like,
I've been down the whole conspiracy theory rabbit hole. I've got loads of David Icke books. I've read them all, and it becomes even more bizarre than all the stuff we talk about.
It's
crazy. So you mentioned off air that you've joined a paranormal group.
Yes.
So what part, need I ask, do you play in that group, or what, apart from your skill, for want of a better phrase, what else do you bring to the group, and what does your group do? Do you just go and investigate alleged haunted places, or tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, it's basically that. So the group is actually, and this is to hark back a bit, this is one of the other funny things. The first, or the only group we've been to events with, they're called Paranormal Hunts. They're based near us in Swindon. And after the first one going, I remember saying to Patsy, I was like, oh man, like it's weird, because obviously I've got a really obsessive personality, so I take anything that interests me, I get really interested in and really obsessive over, and Patsy's interested as well. And I was like, oh man, it'd be, this was like within the last 6 months, I was like, it'd be so cool to join their group, to be part of the team sort of thing. And then I watched like I listened to your Danny Moss interview, in fact, and where he said about Charlie and Rox were coming on public events and then started doing privates. And then he's like this and the other. And I was like, yeah, we could be the Charlie and Rox, can we, of this group? And yeah, like it just sort of came about that they needed more people for help on their public events, or to join their group. I applied and another lady applied. They gave the other lady the job, but sort of secretly didn't tell me that they were still considering me. And then they were like, yeah, we'd like you to join. I don't necessarily if there's anything specifically that I bring to the group. I'll be honest, I've only probably been in the group for less than a month.
Yeah.
it's I guess it's mainly just like running the public events. Mm-hmm. and then doing private events if we are not running but helping run, doing the private events when they come up.
It all sort of seems to be slotting into
this. This is what I said to Patsy. Like, I don't really believe in fate or like a calling or something like that. But 6 months out from the first experience that made me go, oh, maybe there is something into this, to now potentially I'm a medium. I've joined a group, like a paranormal group, and it's just super accelerated. And I'm like, I don't want to say it, but is this like potentially some sort of calling that has happened so quickly? And it's like, is this what I was meant for? Is this what I was put here for, sort of thing? Which again, I don't necessarily believe.
Maybe.
You never know, right? But yeah, it's mad that how much it's like unlocked. And in terms of like confidence from being like again, like a lot of the mediumship stuff, self-help, and being like, telling yourself, yeah, I am a medium. I can do this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And although I don't necessarily believe it, that's helped me massively with like, yeah, I can do whatever. Nothing phases me. I'll be able to do it, sort of thing.
It could be quite addictive as well, the whole journey, because I know when me and Ash, when we first got together, I don't know if you want to call it that, Ash, but when we first started communicating, started organizing the podcast, and to where we are now, all the coincidences that have got us to this point have been crazy, sort of in terms of even our local MPs that we mentioned. Which is mad. And that's my letter from the MP, the local MP.
Ash just got an email though, right? So
yeah, we do things a bit posh around here in Whitney.
Southerners, eh?
Yeah, that's it.
Waste the money, yeah.
That's where your council tax goes.
Yeah, exactly.
it's no wonder mine's sky high. But we... the amount of coincidences and episodes that have sort of lined up.
And this is the thing, right? Not to get super gushy, but there's definitely episodes of your podcast that I've listened to that's made me go, maybe Richard something or other. I listened to it the other day. He was a medium and he was the guy who was saying about his wife went on holiday somewhere and he was seeing like green skulls and all manner of mad stuff. But I listened to his episode again, like yesterday. And even going back now, I mean, like previously, like the amount my eyes have opened from listening to you guys, I was like, my God, like this is all mental. But then listening to that back and the stuff he's saying somewhat starting to line up with the stuff that's happening with me, I'm like, what the hell? Like, this is mad. And even like, again, I listened to your Danny Moss episode recently and the way he thinks about and approaches the paranormal, I was like, I can see so much of my own experience mirrored in exactly what he says. And I'm just like, this is insane. Going back to calling, like you guys were two dudes on a poker thing a year ago, and within a year you're getting nominated for best podcast or something, right? So
yeah, that's mad.
Insane.
But a good medium, one of our early episodes actually, and we've spoken to her a couple of times, Jolene, she's a good one to have a re-listen to those ones. I've friends of her on Facebook, and she provided me with a reading via Messenger on Facebook.
Wow.
And to say it was accurate is doing it no justice whatsoever. She pulled out names that is not available publicly. You couldn't see this information on Facebook or anything else. Like some people could. Wildly specific, and it was insane. So she's definitely one to review that one. We've spoken to her a couple of times, and pretty crazy.
Sounds really good. I mean, I'm to kind of prove that, or attempt to prove that I'm not full of shit, I'd be more than happy to give you guys readings like sort of thing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Maybe that. Ash is like presumably a bit more whatever about this side of things.
I've never had one, so yeah, I'd be up for that.
I'm not sure how it will work over like Skype or anything, because I've only done them in person, but could prove I'm full of shit. So,
or not.
Or not, hopefully.
Yeah, we've definitely done experiments via Zoom, both stuff that we've recorded and stuff that we've done off air, as it were. We're just trying the Estes method, particular, that's a good one to, you don't have to be in the same room. And we've done that one at Cannock Chase, at Castle Ring at Cannock Chase. And we hastily made an exit shortly after we got some very bizarre results and weird feelings. So
this is the thing as well, right? I didn't know any, I'd never heard of Rendlesham Forest or Cannock Chase before you guys started mentioning it in a medium. Like, that was Cannock Chase. I'm Googling it and going, oh, okay. Fuck.
Yeah.
Or it Rendlesham,
was a bit like that when we were there. So
I can imagine.
It was a bit like, fuck. It was a creepy place, especially when the sun went down. It was like about 11 o'clock at night. And it was like, wouldn't it be really weird if it went deadly silent at this point? And then all the birds stopped chirping. It was just like, what the hell is it? Was proper scary. So I don't get scared on paranormal investigations generally, and I kind of, like yourself, I'm quite logical in the way I'm thinking about it, and I try and as me and Ash have tried to get evidence from multiple sources. We've got a video camera, we've got a spirit box, we've got an voice recorder. So if we're going to capture something, we're trying to capture on a couple of devices to at least, gives us a different sort of opportunity to corroborate what one device is saying. Or
it's also to sort of prove that, like, if both devices are going off, that's more like it's actually something than just an EMF hitting a magnetic field spike or something, right?
Yeah. So I generally don't get scared. The last investigation I went on at the Ancient Ram Inn, which we will come on to in a future episode, I'm sure, I was petrified at one point, and most of the night I was scared. And wow. I just wonder if it was literally the scariest place I've been at. From the we didn't even walk in the door, and I was scared.
Wait to go! I honestly can't wait to go. That's amazing. That's place. Like bucket list.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. So I just wondered if you get now you're sort of a bit further down your journey. Do you get scared on paranormal investigations, or what kind of feeling do you get when you go into them?
Up to this point, I wouldn't say I've ever been scared. I've been freaked out, like when there's like a something that, when you get, as you say, two pieces of evidence that sort of corroborate and line up more than it should be coincidental, I get a bit freaked out and get the goosebumps. I'm like, I mean, there's on video, there's a guy's, and I don't really believe in phone apps, but his phone app says the word like Satan comes through, and you can hear me on the video go, oh fuck off, sort of thing. So I don't necessarily get scared. As I say, it's more interest than fear yet. Don't know, there's bits that like freak me out a little bit, but not to the point that I've gone running from anywhere, or I've been like, I've got to get out of here or whatever.
Cool, nice. So what's the future for Michael then? Where do you go from here?
More readings, preferably people I don't know, to try and properly test that. There was another reading last night that went terribly, but then my friends told me some stuff afterwards which maybe lined up as to why that went terribly, and I was like, that makes a little bit more sense. I felt gutted that I was like, oh man, like I've sat down with this person for 45 minutes and gone, how about this, how about this, how about this, and just got don't know, and I'm like, oh okay. Some more of that. As I say, readings, preferably people I don't know, so I've not got any preconceived notions or anything. More hunts, now that I'm part of the team, definitely, I'm sort of required to go on them. So yeah, a lot more hunts, and like, just really looking forward to the knowledge that they've got, and the knowledge of kit and stuff like that, because I'm, as much as I've like dived into the rabbit hole, there's still a lot of stuff I don't know about. Yeah, just more, basically, trying to go as far as possible. Trying to help, if it helps people, trying to help people as much as possible with readings and stuff. I know generally speaking, people only go to like mediums or whatever when they've lost a loved one, which is a bit like, think about the situation you're in there, but no one so far has recently. So I'm like, okay.
Cool. So where can we find the paranormal group? Because you say they do public investigations, so by all means, give them a quick.
Yeah. So on... primarily source is Facebook, which if you just search for paranormal hunts, they should pop straight up. We've got a couple of events coming up in the new year. But yeah, anyone interested, just take a look, check them out. mainly around the sort of the Swindon, Oxford area.
Never know, might see me on one.
Love to, mate. and sort of like the south of England, primarily. Me personally, if anyone wants to call me on anything I've said on this podcast or wants any more information, I'll try and answer your questions as best I can. And the best way to contact me is Instagram. And my handle is mike.earl0.
Well, thank you very much for your time and coming on and being so sort of open with where you've got to so far. I do appreciate that. And thanks for reaching out to us on social media and your support, because I know you've listened to loads of the episodes and and whatnot. So, yeah, we do appreciate that. Yeah, we'll hopefully get you back on at some point in the future to see how you've progressed in your journey, because that'd be really good.
Just that'd be wicked.
Now we've caught you sort of at the beginning to see where you are a little bit further down the line.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thanks for having me. It's been really good.
Pursuit of the Paranormal with Ash and Greg.